Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, it is Deborah. I am Deborah Bouffet, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and host of the Love by Intuition show. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston, reaching five states just by turning the dial on your radio. And it's also streamed on DreamVision7.com for those that are internet connected and worldwide. And then we have all the apps through our station, Dream Vision 7, where you can download to your mobile devices and take us wherever you go. When you go on the Dream Vision 7 radio site, and it's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, you'll see all our glorious hosts, his schedules there. There's about nine different affiliate stations that we have these days, so you can catch our shows many times. This show is usually, Love by Intuition, is usually every week at 2 p.m., or if there is sports, we are bumped up to 5 p.m., and sometimes on Sunday. And it's all good. It's all good. We're spreading it around. Well, today I wanted to share some information that has helped in my life. And there have been many people that have been reaching out, asking for help in certain areas of their lives. And as you know, once we are awakened to our spiritual journey and start our way to find our way, many things come up and we might not know just how to handle them in a way that is to the highest good for us and for everyone else. So these are just things that I have come to know and I would like to share with you. And we're going to be talking about gratitude, as well as trust with surrender, and not just the words, but the depth of them, what we actually do. Not, gee, I'm in gratitude today, the sun is out, and leave it at that, but to go in much deeper to the meaning of gratitude. And I have found that by doing that, it can lift a lot of the things that may be concerning us, and this way we can get to that joy, get to that peace within in a much quicker way. So I don't believe that we just happen to be on Earth. I believe we choose to come, that the Earth is a place where we experience things and feel things. And these things are, we wouldn't ordinarily feel them in other areas. I mean, we don't know all the answers, and who knows if there are other planets out there. But I believe that Earth is a special one where we want to come and we choose to come. And really the bottom line is we grow our souls here. We broaden our horizons. And it's really like a puzzle. We're completing a puzzle to complete our soul. And that is if we ever do complete, because there's always human evolution. We're always evolving. And I was one of those silly people that thought I had it all sewed up with a little bow, and found some time ago that we just keep evolving and learning, and that is why we're here. And anyone that doesn't feel that, I think there's some emptiness that comes with it, because it's hard to experience adversity and challenges without having some faith that there's a higher purpose to it all. And for my understanding, it's all about love, feelings, feeling ourselves, feeling what's going on within us, and making choices. And we come from love. That's how we are love, and we come from love, and yet somehow we lose it as we come to Earth here and we are on our journey. And so the whole idea is reconnecting to that love again from the deepest place through the experiences, through adversity and the many things we choose or don't choose. And when we wake up, when we really wake up that there's a higher purpose and we have a journey to do here on Earth, it usually includes not only loving ourselves but loving others and then serving others. And I know people that it's probably the last thing on their mind to serve others. They're so consumed with their own lives. They might have had adversity. They may still be in it. They may be challenges of day-to-day eating, losing homes, all the different things that have happened in the times that we live in. However, I really feel that we, you know, all of that we experience, there's a purpose to it. I can even say now, I could never say this even 10 years ago, but from a higher perspective, you know, when my husband crossed over, even though it was the most difficult, unbelievable, difficult experience journey to go through the grief and to be left to bring up my three girls, that was unsurmountable. But as I sit here today, I can see that it brought me to where I am today. Had I not gone through all those tumultuous times, all the fear and the loneliness and whether I was going to be doing a good enough job with my daughters, all of that that I experienced has made me what I am today. And it brings you sacred wisdom, not just wisdom, but there's a sacredness about it, and that you feel not only the love for everything that has happened and for yourself, but you want to make a difference. You want to make a difference in people's lives. You want to help them get to a better place of having that peace within and joy like you have, like I have. Anyway, when we wake up, that's when we find the serenity, the joy, the light. And that light, I call it like a flicker when you start. When you feel that light, then you know that there's a higher intelligence. And we make our choices. And I, you know, there are people I feel bad, such as my mom. She lived in fear her whole entire life. She had a tumultuous childhood. She was abandoned. She was molested. There were so many things. And yet she grew as an adult and had a family. But she was always in fear of something happening to her. And fear is good for all of us, but there are levels that we do not, that do not serve us. If we go to those levels, it can actually immobilize us. We can become within ourselves, but in a dark way. And that's what happened to her. She never had the ability to feel love. And I don't feel as though she knew how to love because of not opening herself up. And part of that is the generation back then as well. You always, you never talked about your dirty laundry, as one would say. And I think that was a disservice at that time. But again, we are evolving as a humanity. And had she lived maybe in this generation, she would have been able to open up and find ways to heal her wounds. And so the very thing that she desired her whole life was love, which is all of us. We crave love. And I know she did too, crying out for attention, doing things that weren't kind, all to crying out for love me, love me. And she just wasn't able to do that for herself. So this is why I'm here, to help people, to serve. That's my whole thing. Dream Vision 7 Radio is my baby, as many of you know. But I'm so intent on serving, and I have the glorious opportunity to do that over radio, reaching the masses. We have listeners in over 125 countries. So I'm hoping and I trust that this, whatever I share, will be heard. Something I may say will just turn things around for even one of you out there. So how do we get that love? How do we receive love from others? And something much deeper. When I speak of pure love, I'm speaking of going within, so the love that we experience becomes a profound experience. We all have had partners, husbands, wives, and partners, and children, and different joyful things that have happened. But I feel that when you go in for the deeper love, the profound love, one, everything that we do in ordinary life expands, the joy expands, the flicker that you feel within, that light within that we all have, that expands. Everything expands to a higher level. So it's the colors. You know, people talk about when they see visions, and I've actually seen like little movies of another time when the colors were brighter, were brilliant, the blues, the greens, the yellows. And so by going into that pure love that we all have waiting for us to recapture and reconnect to, that's what happens, is all of our experiences in the joyful areas are just more profound because we're connected to that love. And you may have heard this before from me, but I always say, I choose love, I am love, I stand in my love. And even when you're conscious of a higher purpose on this earth, you can wake up. I wake up in the morning sometimes and I feel heavier than other times. Or you're just not happy that day, and it may not be that you can even tap into it to find an answer why you're not happy in that moment when you wake up. But what I find that can turn it all around is saying, and I do it often, is say, I choose love. I am love. I stand in my love. And then I can turn it right around because I connect with it on a regular basis. Excuse me. So because I connect regularly, and for you out there, by connecting regularly, you're able to recapture it and then build it so it keeps growing and growing. And simply what I do, and you may have heard of this before, but to just sit quietly somewhere in your home, or if you're at work, you can go out to the car, or if it's a nice day, you can sit on a bench. It only takes 5 minutes. You can expand on those minutes if you choose to. It's really meditation in a moment is what I call it. And again, you can expand it to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But again, it's so important to even do the meditation in a moment, because what it does is reconnect to our source. So you sit with your palms up and even raise your arms if you feel the need to. And you breathe in deeply. And what I find is when I arch my back, I connect to source more quickly. And I just start with that. And when at the very beginning, some years back when I started this, nothing happened right away, but I liked the serenity of the quiet. And then the more I did it, the more what would happen is it would be a flicker, what I call a flicker. You would get a message, or you'd feel like some radiance in your feet or radiance in your fingertips or in your heart, just a flicker. And it's a glorious feeling. It's amazing. It's you want to bottle it up and sell it. It's amazing. And so when you feel that flicker, that's when you yearn for more, because really, in essence, it's the love that you're looking to reconnect to. And the more that you do this, you are feeling that glorious glow within you, not only in the feet or that flicker, but it stays with you. And it can actually stay with you for almost a whole day, if you allow it. There's things that happen. I received a phone call the other day that was upsetting to my family members. And so when I got off the phone, I was like, okay, what is this about? And isn't this interesting? And I wonder where it will take us. I wonder how it will unfold. And what I say is I trust in the purpose of it. And so even though someone on the other end of the phone can be upset and even more in the drama, I can quiet myself down so I can listen and be in the moment and handle the situation with grace. And that's because I can connect with that flicker that has grown into a glow. And I'm not any special person. Every single human being can experience the same thing. It's really if you want to. It's really if you want it. It's really if you choose it. And so when you expand on this, you're able to handle the heavier things that come from being a human being. And you're able to handle the things, as mentioned, with grace. And you're able to help others because you're more in a space of safety. You're in a space of love and not fear. And you're able to help the other family members or others that may call with issues and they're confused as to what to do. Speaking of that, I find that once you're awakened and conscious, that a lot of times when some things happen, if you do nothing, it is the best thing to do. Now, with that call that I received, I could have gone into action, and which many times I have with business and other messages, but for this particular instance, I felt, gee, should I call that person? And then I thought, no, that doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't feel right, because I'm very much into the feelings that I've talked about is so important with everything that we do. And so I chose to just let it lie. And let's see how it unfolds. And when something is brought to my attention, then I will go into action based on whatever that is. So a lot of times, it's just letting it be. And that can really be including, say, that you have a legal case that you're involved in, or maybe you're working through remortgaging your home, or all the things that maybe you're beyond that. Maybe, you're losing your home. But I'm not saying that that is a happy time. It is not. But many times, instead of holding the fear, if we turn that around and hold the love, then we are really working with the universe. I feel that I know there is a higher purpose and a higher intelligence, infinite ability, infinite beings. And for me, I call it God because I'm so used to saying God, and that works for me. I talk to God, and it's the kingdom, the intelligence. You can choose whatever term you would like. It could be Buddha. It could be anything that you choose. I feel as though all of this, all the religions, all really based in love. Some may have gone off the tracks with fear, but it's really all the same to me, that we are all going in the same direction. We're all craving love. We're all reconnecting for love. And it's a time for coming together and helping each other, not because there's a tragedy, for sure we would, but because this is the time to do so. It's a time of thinking differently, not thinking the way things used to work before. It's something where we're learning new. So so we only have like another minute before we have the break, and I'll pick up where I left off and get into that gratitude that is so key. But I want to mention, first I want to give out the numbers if you'd like to call in and ask a question or share a thought. Jim is in the house and answers the phone for you here at 1510, and you can call 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. And we'll come back in a moment, and I hope you stay with us.
Taking you on a journey of the heart.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double-click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Love by Intuition. This is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. And you're listening to the Love by Intuition show. Before the break, I was talking about God and the intelligence and the kingdom. You know what? I really feel, because I have been on the other side of the coin where I always thought there was a God, but I really didn't spend much time thinking about it. And now that I'm here radiating in the love from the higher intelligence source, God, Buddha, I now know that living with the knowing of that intelligence is far more profound in living your everyday life than without it. And believe me, I've loved many, you know, deeply for my late husband and my children. But with the light, when reconnecting to your light and that intelligence, it just, as I probably mentioned earlier in the show, it just expands to a glow, and it makes everything softer, kinder way of living. And who doesn't want to be able to go through challenging times with an ease? If there's an ease to it and a trust, then it makes it easier to travel through that. But right now I would like to talk about gratitude. And when I mention gratitude, I say gratitude with feeling, to the fullest capacity of the word. Feel it, live it. How many times do we get annoyed with our body or our mind, something that our body isn't doing for us? Maybe we don't have the energy to walk further than what we would like. Maybe we have thought of some things that weren't very pleasant and we're annoyed that we even had those thoughts, something that we pay attention to when you become conscious of a higher purpose. And I want to share with you what I've done in my life. I had a birth defect, and I can actually talk about it now. And I have not talked about this up until the last year or so. Through my whole entire life, I have CP, cerebral palsy, on my left side. I am extremely fortunate because many people wouldn't even notice. So I'm in gratitude for that. But I have to say and be honest, prior to being on my journey of healing within and out, I wasn't very kind to my left side, to my leg. I would be angry. I would be annoyed that it couldn't do the things that the other leg could do. I would be annoyed every time I went shopping for shoes because they wouldn't fit right, or I couldn't walk in them because essence, I have to have a strap. Even if it's a pump, it has to be a square heel so my balance isn't off. It has to have a strap on it so it doesn't fall off. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. However, I have come to a place to love myself at such a level that I am in gratitude, and I apologize to my leg and my left side because I've done it a disservice. I've been annoyed and aggravated my whole life of parts of me that haven't worked properly. And then, once connected to my love, I realize, oh my gosh, I have been unkind to parts of my body my whole life, And what does that mean? It means that I felt for a very long time that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't worthy, that I just wasn't lovable. And that's part of my whole journey. And many other people out there, too, that, have different issues with their body or emotionally they have issues, so they don't eat because they see their body much larger. I mean, we all know there's so many variables to that. But what I've done now is I have caressed. I actually caress my leg, my feet. I caress everything. And while I'm caressing, I'm in gratitude that I have a leg. How many people out there don't have the luxury of two legs or two arms? And all the different aspects, the people that have no sight, the list is long. And yet those of us that are whole, in the sense, now when I say whole, we're all whole. Every single human being is whole, and every single person is special, including me, even though earlier I was trying to share that I'm not any more special than anyone else, but I certainly am special. All of us are. Each one of us has unique gifts that have been given to us before we came to Earth. And each one, even if you're a musician, every musician or artist is different. They have their own unique style, their own unique voice, their own unique heartbeat. We're all one, but we're all unique. And so when I speak of gratitude, think about what you may be doing with your own body and start embracing and falling in love with your body and yourself. Food, where does it come from? It starts from a seed. I'm talking about real food. It starts in a field. People are picking that food from the field or the trees. So when you sit down to have a meal, or if you're sitting alone having a meal, you're never really alone because you have God, the higher intelligence, within you and all around you, and in the chair, and in the dog outside, in the tree, in the field, everywhere. There's that intelligence, that energy, that vibration that's all part of us. We're all part of the evolution of everything. And so when you sit down for that meal, say you're fortunate to have a family with you, think about the people picking that apple tree. Think about how all the food comes to the table. You know, the people that bring it to the grocery store, the truck driver that brings it, works all kinds of hours to bring that food. Think of that. And when you're sitting there, what I found that really is works and special for all of us is to grant the grace of everyone out there having that food. May everyone that needs food, that would love to have this meal, receive that meal, everyone in the universe, so that no person will become hungry. And if you're with the kids, you can actually say it out loud, but you don't have to. You just think it. All you have to hold your thoughts of that gratitude for food. Credit cards, I like to bring those up because how many people have been angry when a credit card company calls and you're late for a payment or there's a mistake on the credit card? And people get angry. The percentage has gone up. The things that they're doing. But we used the credit cards to purchase. We made that choice. Nobody twisted our arm to use that credit card. They're allowing us to buy products and different things on credit. So turn it around. Turn around your bills. Honor your bills. The electricity that you're receiving. And we just recently, with the blizzard in New England, 3 days. So be honor that electric bill. When you're making out your bills, send them with love. As you seal the envelopes or when you click online, send that bill with love, because where did the electricity come from? Someone supplying it, and we're receiving it. And honor the paycheck. Honor the gift of the paycheck. Instead of being angry that it should be more money, that it's not enough, that, gee, why can't I do, you know, why can't I get a raise? Why can't I do better? You know, why isn't anyone seeing what I'm doing for that company? Honor that paycheck exactly the way it is. And the whole idea of this, everyone, you're turning things around. You're creating a different kind of life for yourself. Instead of doom and gloom and, gee, this isn't enough, and I gotta, you know, the credit card people are calling and blah, 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 blah. You know, here's the food. I'm slapping it on the table. I'm busy. I gotta leave for another job or something else, a meeting. We're all so in a rush, and I understand that because my days are packed. However, we are in the glory when we're receiving all this, and if we turn our thoughts from the former onto what I'm speaking of gratitude with feeling when we receive that paycheck, when we have the food we've created from where the food originates, loving our bodies just the way they are, loving our legs, loving our eyes, loving our teeth, anything and everything. When we start thinking that way and hoping and trusting the food gets to those that do not have any, to the highest good for all, to the highest best for everyone, not just me, not just me and my family, not just me and my circle of friends, but every breathing human being, may they feel the joy and the food, may they receive electricity, may they be well. And when you hold that, you receive more. When you open the channels to that, you receive more. And that's how you receive. That's how you increase, is by opening the channels for everyone. We need to take a break. Don't go away. There's more, and we'll be talking about trust with surrender.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Tune in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for maximum success. The Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I am just filled with love right now, and the light, I can feel light with speaking to you wherever you are. And that fills me up, because I feel as though when I'm getting the tingles, when I'm feeling the glory and the light within, I know that I'm sharing from a higher place and trusting that it is helping you out there. And myself, I have to say, because whenever we do for others, whether we're doing a healing modality or serving someone in the sense of bringing groceries to a senior citizen or any of those things, and there's thousands of them, we're really healing ourselves at the same time, and that's a glorious thing. That the loving and the giving is amazing, what it does for us. And I know that there are people out there hurting and in pain and on a journey of, from losing their families, people, and I know what that's like. However, I know it's different and unique to each person. But I want to say with that, know that you're loved. Know that you're not alone, even though you're the one that's experiencing it. And for those that may not want to stay on Earth, I'd like to say that when you're in that dark place, or when you're in what I call, when I always say, if I'm in the dirt, we had a little surge, a little power surge, so that's where I went. So here I am back again, and I'd like to share about trust with surrender, again with feeling. I have found, and when I feel the trust, I see it, and I see it with a big T. I don't know what that means, but I just see a big, big T, like 10 feet high, and then the rest of the word. And what I mean by trust, as I mentioned earlier, I know that there is a higher intelligence, God and his universe, and that is what's guiding us. And when we follow the universe instead of trying to control and make things happen the way we think they should, when we follow the universe, everything comes around to the highest good for everyone. Even some of the tumultuous times, they're here to teach us, and that's why, and that's the whole purpose of us being here. We're here to learn, and sometimes it isn't pleasant, but trusting that whatever is happening now will pass, and whatever is happening now there's a purpose to it, makes a huge difference in one's life. If you're waiting for the flow of funds, money, which is an exchange of love, an exchange of services, if you're waiting for that, if you're waiting for something else to happen, if it's about a relationship, if you're looking to have a baby and it's challenging to conceive. Everything that's out there, whatever is going on in your life, if you trust in the higher that whatever is to be will be, it brings you the peace within. It brings you the love instead of the fear. It brings you the hope that we need as human beings to continue. All of that comes when you sit in your trust, when you hold space for trust to grow and expand. All of that is so key. And I add surrender. And I don't mean just, oh, I'm going to surrender and see what happens. I mean surrender in the largest form of the word. What I have found is when I'm trying to make something happen, it doesn't happen at all. Or it may happen in a different way, and you're like, whoa. So what I have found when I surrender, and I do this every morning, even if it's for 5 minutes when I'm doing that meditation in a moment, and I can, and then do it during lunchtime, or do it a few times in the day because it only takes a moment. But when I am doing that meditation in a moment, I will put my hands out and I will say, I'm surrendering to you, God, intelligence, kingdom, the glory. I'm surrendering myself. I'm surrendering everything, my home, my business. I'm surrendering it all to you, trusting there is a plan, trusting there is a higher plan, and show me the way. And this is another thing. When you're surrendering and trusting, ask. You know, there's a difference to say, oh, my God, I need to do this. Oh, my God, I need $1,000 to do this. Trusting that you're holding the space, you're holding the love, you have the gratitude from the deepest form, you are trusting and surrendering that whatever is needed will be provided. And a lot of times, as we know, we're trusting, and we're looking, and if we're in fear, we're hoping that it's going to happen, and please, 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 and then all of a sudden it does happen, and we're provided for. And all that time we were sitting in the fear when we could have sat in the trust and the love. And by sitting in that, instead of receiving whatever was needed, it expands, and it's twofold, or it's threefold. It's enlarged so that you're receiving more than what you expected because you stayed in the surrender and the trust. And as mentioned earlier, a lot of times doing nothing is best, but then there are other times where a message will come through, and it's contact this person, you do this, make this call, or sometimes you don't even get the message, but something you've been thinking about, all of a sudden, instead of waiting, you go, you pick up that phone and you dial it. And all of that, it comes with the trust, and the action follows through, and now you're working with the universe. Instead of working against the universe, you're working with the universe, with love, and all the glory unfolds. And sometimes you'll experience the glory, and then something else will happen, and it'll be another experience to deal with. But that's life on Earth. Now, we only have a couple more minutes, and I wanted to share a couple things. One, go on, when you have a moment, go on my personal site, lovebyintuition.com. You'll see Reconnective Healing there and the Reconnection. I'm a facilitator, as many of you know and hear. That is one way of opening up the channels for healing. And when I say healing, I'm speaking of anything and everything, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, the very essence of who you are. It goes right in there. And it opens you up to see what things need to be addressed in the healing world. I'd love for you to connect with me, and you can call me directly, which is the 508-226-1723, and you hear it in the commercials. But if you can't come where I am, and although we do distance as well, call someone else up. Try a different modality. Read books. Open yourself up to the possibilities. Throw away, let go of the limitations you put on yourself. One of the things that I love that is in Making Miracles, it's a book by Lynn Woodland, is she has shared, and I love, there is no miracle too big for God to work through me. I say that a lot. There is no miracle too big for God to work through me. And the other one is, and I say God, may you show me a way to receive the wisdom and the lessons without the pain and struggle. I love that. May you show me a way to receive the messages and the wisdom without the pain and struggle. And I'm going to leave everyone with that. I am sitting here with the purest, glorious love for each and every one of you. We'll see you next week. Au revoir.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.